Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good
that's
morning.
Scott that's on vacation.
Oh, we thought maybe, you know, who knows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was sitting here anyway. Jane came running in. You better call.
Thank you for calling because, you know, we weren't sure because normally he gives us a pretty tight rundown what we're supposed to do.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, yeah. Here
well,
we are.
Glad you're here. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
Hey, there's only 71 days till the official walleye opener.
All right.
Just in case you didn't, I know you already had that on your calendar.
Yeah, I've got one of those little countdown things on my phone.
That's what my first thought every morning when I get up. Hey, Jeff, I have a question for you. I was looking at my brother who's a fishing guide up in Alaska. He writes a blog and he writes in the off season too. And he wrote this little story yesterday, and I was so surprised that he'd never told me this before. But I was curious if this ever happens to you. This sort of a superstitious sort of thing. He said there's something about eating a banana on the Kenai River that is bad luck. And he said he remembers like one of the first times he ever fished out there when he was in college. He was with our dad and he cracked open a banana and the fishing guy just freaked out that it was bad luck.
I don't remember who it was that instigated the whole episode, but when we went down to Florida about 15 years ago or something like that, a friend of ours is a charter captain down there, and we went out fishing on his boat, and somebody popped a banana out of a lunch bag, and he did the same thing. He threw a regular fit over the thing. So it's got something to do. Now, I've brought it up a million times. I don't really, it doesn't bother me when somebody has a banana in the boat. I haven't been able to pin down whether that makes it better or worse. But I was fishing with a guy, and I mentioned the story to him, and he says, well, you know what that is, don't you? And I said, no, not exactly. He said, I used to work on a shipping dock unloading boats that would come in from some tropical location, I can't remember where he said, but one of our jobs was to unload these great big bundles of green bananas. And he said, you unload those ships, one bundle that's all done by hand, and a bundle at a time, and everybody walks in single file line. And if somebody says, drop your bundle, you drop it right now, and you don't ask any questions, because I guess that there's tarantula spiders that live in those bundles of bananas, and if you're the unlucky one that gets bit by one of those, I guess it would be kind of bad luck. So that was his version of where the story originated.
Okay.
It works.
There you go. You learn something new every day.
No kidding. Yeah, he said today he's going to post the real story behind it, so I'm curious to see if that's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, I was just going to add, you learn something even if it's wrong.
Well,
but anyway, that's the story. And now, this was supposedly firsthand information coming from somebody who had been there and done all that. That's one of those things, you know, it's like, do you go fishing on a full moon? Yes. Do you go fishing on a new moon? Yes. Go fishing when there's a banana? Yes.
Just go fishing when there's no moon? Yes.
Yeah, do whatever you got to do. Just go fishing.
That's right. Just go.
It's been pretty hard not to go fishing this week.
It sure has been, hasn't it?
These beautiful days. It's itchy. I've got a lot of these hurry up and get everything done in the morning so that I'm freed up. So get out there in the afternoon and all that sunshine now. The snow, I'm not really sure. I can't pin down whether the snow is melting or if it's just going up into the atmosphere.
Well, yeah, I think it's the latter. It's, what do you call that? Just it's almost like it's just evaporating.
Kind of,
or just...
Yeah, yep. It's just sort of disappearing. No matter how you look at it, the ice, the surface of the ice isn't wet. It's not like there's standing water on it. But the snow is definitely disappearing. It was just starting to get tricky to get around. A couple weeks ago, we had that really windy. We didn't get much snow, but there was a lot of drifting, and that started to slow people down a little bit. And all of a sudden, that snow started to peel back, and now it's pretty easy to get around. It's good and it's bad both. The weather has been nice, and it's getting around is easy, so there's an awful lot of traffic in the wintertime. It starts to get a little harder to catch fish when you got an awful lot of traffic out there. and some of the places that we've been fishing. I mean, there's, when you get out on the lake, there's hundreds and hundreds of holes that have already been drilled. It's obvious that you're not breaking any kind of new territory at all. But the fish are hanging in there. They keep biting. We the net, the walleye season ended this weekend, so we kind of drifted away. We had that little multiple, you know, catching some perch and pike and walleyes all sort of mixed together. We got out of that mode and went into the crappie and bluegill mode here. And it's not fantastic, but it's not horrible either. We get enough, you know, there hasn't been a time that we've gone out yet and not been able to have a fish fry when we got back in. But we're not, you know, it's not the old story of, you know, we're just filling the bucket as fast as you can sit down on it either.
I've been hitting a couple lakes I've been doing well on, but they're not real big, but there's still a lot of action.
Well, that's all right. I see, for me, I like that, especially in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's awful nice, you know, especially if you want to go out and get some pictures and all that sort of thing. It's nice, it's fun to catch the big fish, especially when it comes to panfish. But really, for sitting down and eating them, you know, the old, what we used to call, now I'm starting to qualify for it myself, we used to call it the grandpa bite.
Yep.
Just go out and catch, you know, half a pound crappie, just big enough to cover up your hand, and that's perfectly wonderful for me. I have no problem with that whatsoever. So that's about what we've been doing, just getting, you know, just average size. They're big enough to clean, but they're definitely tasty, I can tell you that.
Yeah, the word is starting to get out on the lake where I've been, and it's starting to get a little bit more populous, like you say.
Yeah, well, it's so nice, you know. There is no, once somebody's been out and they come back in and have a good fishing report and they mention it to their best friend or whatever, there's no reason for the next guy not to go.
Right.
The weather just keeps being nice every day until that stops. Now, what I'm hoping for is that we get this real kind of meltdown right now, and then that we get that late March, first week of April, we get a little refreeze so that you can go. That's when you can really go out and do some of the fun stuff, you know, the bigger lakes that you really need to drive if you want to get to a lot of places. And I would love to get in on a couple of those late winter tulipy bites here before this is over with, where you get a lot of them. You know, we're going out and we're getting some when we go out, but, you know, when those really start to move, you can go out and get 25, 30 of them, and it's like crappies on steroids, you know, but a lot of fun to catch them, and they're good to eat, so I really hope we can go get couple of those days, barring some sort of a late winter blizzard that's going to blow in, you know, and ruin the chances of doing that. But you never know. We've had it before. I can remember one time we got a meltdown like this, and then it froze back up, and people at that time, they were driving across Winnipegosh. I can remember watching guys going 40, 50 miles an hour, you know, just flat, smooth ice.
Mm-hmm.
All the way across the whole lake, no cracks in it. So we'll see. It could happen again.
So have you had any new word update on the licensing thing?
No, we're still in limbo land on that. You know, everybody has written their letters, and we're waiting for that quote-unquote the official statement to come out from the Coast Guard. But in the meantime, we're still in that same, you know, sooner or later something's going to happen. It probably won't be the full scale license that they've been putting in on some of these other places, but it's likely to be something, and it's just a matter of finding out, you know, when they're going to institute it and what the actual testing is going to be.
Okay.
So it's just right now is just time for everybody to make the adjustment to the idea. There's a few people that I know that are holding out hope that somebody is going to be able to say the magic words and it will all go away, but I just don't think once people in government start to make their mind up that they're going to do something, it's pretty hard to get them to not do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. in the meantime, they're saying that as long as you're making strides, getting your head right and preparing for the eventuality, they probably won't come along this summer and knock on your door and say, oh, by the way, you can't go anymore.
Yeah.
That's tough to do here anyway because there's so many in-run ways around it. You know, I mean, for me, I fish a couple hundred lakes right now, and there's only a half a dozen of them that are even affected by this list. So I'll just pick you up in the morning and say, oh, by the way, we can fish anywhere except these six places.
Sure.
So I'm not horribly worried about it, although I'd hate to have to give up, you know, fishing in a few of those locations for even if it's temporary, but there's going to be a way around it.
Yeah. So are you getting all, do you get geared up pretty soon now for the sports shows and everything?
Everything is coming. We don't, not this weekend, but the following weekend will be Rays Marine, their boat show over at the Civic Center. And then I think a week or 2 weeks after that, we've got the Grand Rapids home show. We'll be doing some seminars down there. We'll kind of keep you posted when that gets closer. Yep, this is the time right now. I'm sitting in front of the computer writing articles and polishing up the PowerPoint for the seminars and all that sort of thing. So
yeah.
You cooped up. I'm almost hoping for a 2-3 days of crummy weather just so I don't feel bad about sitting here and putting in a full day's worth of work.
Well, you're not going to get it this week, even through
the
weekend.
I know.
It's going to be in the 40s today and tomorrow and even Saturday.
There you go. No way around it. They're just going to have to go fishing again, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a tough life. But
all right. Well, thanks a lot, so, Jeff, and we'll be in touch with you next week.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, have a good day.
Mm-hmm. That's Jeff Sundin. He's our early bird fishing guide. You